Yeah, it was good. Last week's kind of rough, so I'm just going to get out there, be pretty efficient, and give you guys a chance to feel good.
I think you're only, what, like 75 pitches? Had some left in the tank, or too hot today, or just what Walt decided to
do? No, I tried to go back out there in the seventh, but like I said before, when Walt tells me I'm done, that's when I'm done. So I just said okay and tried to plead my case a little bit, but he said, no, you're done. So I said, yes, sir.
Velocity was a little down today. Anything to that?
No, I think more than anything, we're just trying to, attack early. And I think the weeks passed, my stuff had gotten a little better from that bad stretch. But more than anything, I was trying to get a little too fine. So today, I was just trying to, go right at guys. And I know the velocity is down, but I thought the stuff was pretty good.
Tell us about that at bat, Matt.
Tough. He's got good stuff. Faced him a couple days ago. Good movement with his pitches. Able to lay off a couple, kind of close ones and get a, 3-0 count. And got the green light and, saw it in the zone I wanted.
Did you say something to the dugout there afterwards? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Just blacked out.
Bryce, what's it like having a guy that not only can mash the baseball, plays great defense, never comes out of the game, and you're a ground ball pitcher?
It means a lot. And he's probably one of the ones, if you look around the league, that I'm glad I don't have to face. How well he can cover the zone is pretty special. And so it's a lot of fun to watch. And it's a lot of fun to have him over at first in case, hard line drives and one hoppers over there, he handles everything pretty well. So glad he's on our team.
Walt talks about the different types of leaders we have on this team. How would you analyze his leadership?
I got called up when he got traded over here. So even though I've been up and down a lot, I've been over here since he's been here when I got called up. So seeing kind of, obviously he hasn't missed a game. And so the way he shows up every day and handles his business, and it's impressive. It's very impressive. So, I think that he's obviously the kind of the key piece for us, and he shows up every day and does it, and he keeps us rolling.
Matt, old school baseball, you don't swing at a 3-0 pitch usually, right? What gives you the confidence to swing at that pitch knowing it's going to be where you want it?
Old school baseball, everybody used to throw a fastball 1-0 and 2-0-2.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore. I told Bernie it's 3-0 is probably, it's got to be the highest percentage fastball count in baseball. So, it's pitcher dependent, it's situation dependent, it's, maybe if you don't see a guy well, you try to get on base, but that situation there, seventh tie game, I just felt like it was a good time to, if I saw a pitch I liked, go at it.
Matt, were you surprised they pitched to you previously on the 3-0 count and walked you, and then this time they pitched to you?
No, because the other one was an open base tie game. It was first and third. You don't want to put another guy in scoring position. Mikey behind me. Guys had a great year too. So if he hits a single, it's two runs. As opposed to if I had a single, it's one. So I wasn't anticipating it.
Bryce, how do you feel about this road trip? You got 7 games, 4 cities. What's it gonna be like for you guys?
I've never been on one like this, but assuming just kind of be normal business. Obviously, the Little League game, I think it'll be fun. But yeah, we'll be bouncing around a bunch, but at the same time, we got to show up and handle our business.
Same thing, Matt. You agree with this?
Yeah. How does my sound on?
I'm glad mine's not.
You're closer.
Seven games, 4 cities.
Yeah. It'd be grinding. It's not going to be ideal for us. There's no way to kind of sugarcoat that. But like you said, Little League game will be fun. At least the cities are kind of close to each other, and we got a chance to kind of build off this win and pick up some steam here.
Anything else?
Bryce, last year you led the team in innings. So far, doing that again this year with a lot of the uncertainties that this rotation has faced since the beginning of last year, how good is it now to be that you've been able to be one of those certain faces?
I guess it feels good. I mean, obviously it's not always pretty, but I take pride in, you know, getting out there and beating as many as I can, even when it goes south. So, do whatever I can to give the guys a chance, and, you know, they pick me up usually when it is bad. And so just kind of keep at it.
All right. Thanks, guys.